The district held its primary yesterday, and there's some familiar names amongst the winners, including Mayor Muriel Bowser and D.C. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson. But a pair of newcomers to the council also won their races, raising the possibility of a more progressive legislature next year. WAMU's Martin Ostermuhl has spent months following many of these races, and he joins us now to talk about the results and possible impacts on city politics. Martin, thank you so much for being here this morning after such a long day yesterday.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start at the top with the mayor's race. Bowser won her race by 11 points over three challengers. Was that surprising to you?
Well, we have to start by recognizing that Bowser was a formidable contender. She's been in office for 8 years, and her approval ratings have barely budged over that period. She out-fundraised her three challengers, and it seems like her argument that what D.C. needs right now is continuity resonated with enough voters to get her the win. I spoke with Stan Weakley yesterday after he voted in Ward 5, and this is what he had to say.
I voted for her because she's not a wild card. You kind of know what you get.
Now, the wild cards he's referring to were Councilmember Robert White and Councilmember Trayon White, who both ran to the left of Bowser.
And that dynamic was similar in the race for the D.C. Council chairperson, right?
Exactly. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson said that experience matters when it comes to running the city's legislature and writing the city's budget, while challenger Aaron Palmer said that Mendelson wasn't moving quickly enough or thinking big enough about how to solve the city's most pressing challenges. I spoke with Michelle Cannon in Ward 1 yesterday about the race. She voted for Palmer in part because she said there just needs to be new blood in the D.C. Council.
I've lived in D.C. for 15 years, like time for maybe some fresh faces on the political ballot.
But voters sided with Mendelson, though Palmer, who was a first-time citywide candidate, did better than any past challenger Mendelson has faced. Now, another place where fresh faces lost out to incumbents is in the at-large D.C. council race, where Councilmember Anita Bonds beat three challengers.
So it was a good night for moderate incumbents, but there's a few places where progressive candidates came out on top, specifically in the races for Wards 1, 3, and 5.
Exactly. In Ward 1, incumbent Councilmember Brianna Doe, one of the council's top progressive members, fended off two challengers, one of whom is a former D.C. police officer who ran on public safety as his big issue. And in Ward 5, Zachary Parker beat six other Democratic candidates to win that primary. And over in Ward 3, another progressive candidate, Matt Fruman, is eking out a very narrow victory over Eric Goulet. All these victories could mean a more left-leaning council next year, one that could also more openly feud with Mendelson and Bowser, who are moderates, on everything from taxes to how to handle homeless encampments.
Another office on the ballot yesterday was the office for attorney general in the district. How'd that race go?
In that one, Brian Schwab won the AG's primary over two other Democratic candidates. And we, of course, must not forget D.C. delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton came out on top of her primary, putting her one step closer to her 16th term in Congress. Of course, as always, we have to remember that there's still a general election in November, and the winners of yesterday's Democratic primary haven't won re-election to office just yet. Stacia Hall, for example, won the Republican nomination for mayor, and David Krukoff won the Republican nomination for the Ward 3 seat, just to name a few.
And that means you, Martin, will be back watching the district's races soon enough. That was WAMU's Martin Ostermuhl joining us to talk about yesterday's primary in the district. Martin, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Always a pleasure.